For all the bad boon fools, losing $2,500. Where'd you lose it anyhow?
If I knew where I lost it, I'd go get it.
I mean, when'd you first miss it?
When I found out I didn't have it.
Yes, but when was that? When was that then?
When I started looking for it.
Now listen to me here, Peters. Once in your life, you've got to use your head. We're in bad enough as it is with the people of this town without you backing down and not paying that prize money.
Well, shucks. I can't pay it if I ain't got it, Kenny.
Well, you've got to find out what you did with it. Now, think. You took that money to the Squidville Bank, didn't you?
Yes, but...
And then you turned around and drew it out again.
Yes, that's right.
And then what did you do with it?
Put it in my pants pocket.
Then pants?
I think it was my checkered one.
Well, that's where it is, then. Go home and get your checkered pants and...
Yeah, but I ain't got them at home.
Well, where have you got? Where are they?
I lost them.
Lost them?
Yes.
How in perdition could you lose a pair of pants?
Well, I rolled them up and took them with me to wear when I went fishing last time, and on the way back, I lost them.
Oh, of all the dead dudes. Listen, we'll advertise for them, Ed. We'll offer a reward of $100 for anybody that brings them back.
$100?
Yes.
Shucks. I can get a new pair for $10.
Oh, what good would a new pair do you? We got to have the pants with the $2,500 in the pocket. I'll grab a piece of paper there, and we'll write up an ad and put it in the Gazette.
Well, how much will that cost?
Oh, I don't know exactly. The advertising rate's 10 cents an inch.
And them pants must have been about 40 inches long. Let's see, that'll be dead there near $4. That's a lot of money, Zeb.
Well, never mind how much it is. You just write down there what I tell you. Now, go ahead.
Well, wait till I find my pencil, can't you?
No.
Chucks. Always rushing the fella. Let's play checkers.
Why don't you keep your pencil behind your ears like I do? Let's see now. Lost, strayed, or stolen. One pair of pants. And spell it PNTS, and we'll save a little room.
Spell it what?
PNTS. That's short for pants.
Yeah, but they wasn't.
Wasn't? Well, wasn't what?
Short fur pants. There's long checkered pants.
Oh, I didn't say they were fur pants.
You did.
I did not.
I did not.
I said PNTS. And that's just a short way of spelling it. You leave a letter out and you save money.
Leave what letter out?
Oh, what difference does it make? Any letter. Go ahead and spell it clear out. PANTS. You got it?
Yeah, just a second. PANTS. Yes.
All right, then. Go ahead. Read what you got.
Lost, strayed, or stolen.
That's right.
One pair of ants' pants.
No, not ants. Not ants' pants. How do you get ants out of pants?
Yeah, turn them wrong side out and shake them.
No, I mean, how do you make out ants? How do you make out ants?
Just left the letter off the pants, like you said to do.
Well, put it back. Put all the letters back. And
how's that?
Put them back.
Back where?
On ants. On ants.
Oh, yes. Lost, strayed, or stolen, ants with pants on.
Oh, you darn fool. Ants don't wear pants.
I know it, but you told me to put pants on them.
Listen, just scratch the ants out, Eb. They ain't got nothing to do with it. Goshen. I never see such a fella to get all mixed up. I swear I didn't. Are you scratching ants?
No, just an ordinary itch.
Oh, I mean, if you got ants raced from that paper, race it out, race it out. Race the whole darn thing and start all over again.
Oh, shucks. I wish you'd make up your mind what you want me to say.
Well, I know what I want you to say. I'll put down lost, strayed, or stolen.
What, say?
Lost, strayed, or stolen. Lost, strayed, or stolen. Straws, is... No, put down lost. Now then, one pair of pants. On fishing trip, and better make it checking. You got it?
Yes. Lost one pair of pants, one checkered fish.
Not checkered fish. And it ain't one fish. It's on a fishing trip.
How's that?
On a fish trip.
Oh, yes. One pair of pants on a fish.
No, here, give me that paper. Give it to me, if you did. And see what that fella wants.
Yes, sir. Something we can do for you?
Nothing but your attention, my good man. Nothing but your attention. And in return, I'm going to reveal to you secrets which will lead you to health, wealth, and prosperity. For the trifling sum of $1, I'm going to give you the Farrell's Dream Book.
Yar, huh?
Yes, indeed. And by simply following its teachings, you can accomplish anything. From the smallest task to the most prodigious feat.
The most dizzy what?
Not dizzy. A great achievement. A big feat of some kind.
What do you want, Ed?
want to sell us a book about Big Feet.
No, no. I'm selling the famous Sparrow's Dream Book. Tells all about dreams.
Ah, sure. There's nothing to dreams. What's the use of dreaming?
Well, you sort of meet a better class of people there.
No, that's not the idea. You see, the ancient pharaohs had the esoteric knowledge to comprehend and decipher the symbolism of the nocturnal fantasies of the subconscious.
You don't say. Well, did they get over it all right?
No, no. The pharaohs were the rulers of ancient Egypt, and they were able to interpret dreams. For instance, take Ptolemy.
How's that?
Ptolemy. Ptolemy, the name of an Egyptian king.
Yeah. I don't know no name of an Egyptian king.
But that is his name. That is his name.
What is?
Ptolemy.
Yes, but consignant, how can he tell you when he don't know no
listen,
Egyptian?
Listen, that was the king's name, Ptolemy. And he was able to interpret signs. If your hand itches, that's a sign that company is coming.
It is, huh?
Yes. And when your head itches, do you know what that is a sign of?
Yes, it's a sign the company has arrived.
It's a sign that you're going to receive some important news. This book tells you all about that. And another thing, my friend, it shows you how to develop your willpower.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, an example. No matter what you want, all you have to do is simply tell yourself that you get it. All you have to do is say to yourself, I will. I will.
You mean if I want to be president, all I've got to do is tell myself that I'm going to be?
That's it exactly.
Sure. That won't work, Zeb.
Well, why not?
Because he's such a dad-darn liar that he won't even believe himself.
See, now that'll do you well, Peters. You keep your dad-burn trap shut, well...
Now, just a moment, gentlemen, just a moment. Truthfulness has nothing at all to do with it. The secret of it lies in suggestion.
Well, a little baking soda will fix that.
Fix what?
Indigestion.
Not indigestion. Suggestion. Suggestion. Look, did you ever put a sign up in this store that read... Do it now?
Oh, yes, yes, certainly. We put up a sign like that once.
And it worked, didn't it?
Well, sure it did, didn't it, Eb?
Yes, the burglars busted in and robbed the till, the banks foreclosed on us, and one of the customers punched Zeb in the nose.
Yes, we didn't want to put up no more signs telling people to do it now, or we're liable to...
Yes, just a minute. This book is valuable in other respects, too. It tells how to locate lost or stolen articles.
It does?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Well, say, you see, mister, me and Eb just lost $2,500. Do you suppose the book would tell us how to get it back?
There's not a doubt of it. And here's something else. A copy of this book in your store here will reduce your work one half.
Well, maybe we better get two copies and reduce it to nothing.
Well, say, are you certain that the book will tell us how to get $2,500?
Listen, my friend, I positively guarantee it. In fact, it tells you how to make $1,000,000 right on the very first page.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
By cracky, I'll take a copy of that book. How much is it?
Only $1.
Yeah, get a dollar out of the till there. This looks like just what we're after.
Yes. Wait just a minute.
Yes, and hurry up with it.
Yes. Well, there you be, mister.
And here's your book. Mm-hmm. Thank you, boys. Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Yes. So long, mister. Right glad you happened to
me. Yes. Come in again.
Yes, open her up. Open her up. Let's see how to make it.